Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it. Well, get ready for commercials on Netflix. There's word that the streaming service could start running ads as part of a lower-tier plan later this year. Netflix is hurting for cash now that there are so many other streaming platforms out there. It also doesn't help that an estimated 1 in 4 Netflix users don't pay. They just mooch off of someone else's password.
It's because you keep upping the price.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't piss me off, Netflix. I'm serious.
This is interesting.
You're in the danger zone.
I think my plan is like the $14.99 plan that it just kicked up to, which is no ads. I don't know if that's just going to stay the same. If I see a single ad, I am getting rid of Netflix.
I'm done. You know what? Everybody out there should be done too.
Yep.
If you're listening to this, cut it off.
Yep.
Go somewhere else. What else do you pay $14.99 for ads?
Yep.
And get ads, I should say. It's ridiculous.
Hulu, I don't mind because Hulu is straightforward. They have the next day viewing. I get my ads. It's not a big deal. And it's only, I think, what now, $6.99 for that or whatever it is. So, okay, Netflix, that's fine. Add your ads on your lower tier. But on my plan, and I've been a Netflix subscriber for, I feel like one of those, oh, yeah, well, you just lost yourself a customer.
Yeah, I know, I feel like that too. But you know what? They are. They're doing it to themselves.
They are committing tech suicide. What are you doing?
Part of the story that pisses me off, all right? Netflix is upset because there's other streaming platforms out there. Yeah, deal with it.
Yeah.
Just like everybody else.
Yeah.
It's just because you're Netflix and you're, the original streaming platform. Shut up.
Yeah.
No, you're not a monopoly. Those things don't happen anymore. And quit trying to make it a monopoly.
Yeah.
How about you just put out a good product?
Yeah.
And we'll follow.
Yeah. If you keep, and with everything, I get it. Inflation, we're going to be paying more.
Netflix.
But if you're going to try and nickel and dime me and then throw in commercials on there, which I pay more not to have, bye-bye.
You know what, Netflix? You already murdered my family videos. Don't piss me off anymore. You already crossed the line. Now I can't go out and rent a video because of you.
Maybe we'll see a resurgence now. Maybe these streaming services will keep shooting themselves in the foot.
Boom, and then bring them back. Family videos over there like, yes.
Horrible experience of movie.
Tables have turned.
Yeah, I'm going to go rent a VHS. Great. Can't wait.
I will. Commercial free.
You seem like the kind of guy that didn't rewind. Yeah, I don't know why. You just have that vibe about you.
They had the rewind thing. It was fine.
What else was that high school kid going to do for his entire 8-hour shift? All right, rewind the video. Why do I got to rewind it? I already paid for it. Anyway, so there you go. Netflix could be having ads, and we'll see the downfall of Netflix very quick. If you have Netflix stock, I recommend selling it right away. Lastly, if you recently had a baby and chose one of these names, you probably got some weird looks from your friends, but in a year or two, they're going to realize how cool you really are. A genealogy website called Find My Past says that according to their research, old names that might seem outdated tend to get trendy again after about 100 years. So names that were cool in the 20s are about to be cool again.
The roaring 20s.
They posted two lists of boys and girls' names that are poised for a comeback. Some aren't that weird, but there are some other ones that are like, okay, that's a weird name.
Big comeback.
For the girls, the top 10 old school girl names, you have Joan, Mary, Margaret, Dorothy, Gladys, Irene. Iris, Elsie, Ada, and Mabel. Yeah. I want to see Mabel make a comeback. Yeah.
Mabel was hot back in the 20s, man.
I want a elementary school full of Gladyses and Mabels.
You know, I like Helen. My grandma was Helen.
Yeah,
you bring the Helens back to it. Helens are always sweet.
You know? Look like a Helen. Well, Helen. You know? I love that. And then for the boys, you got Ronald, old Ronnie, Arthur, Ronald. Robert, Albert, Freddie, Edward, Archie, Ernest, Isaac, and Harris.
Ernest.
Little Ernest, what about, little Ernie.
What about Henry? I want to see a little Henry running around here.
Henry wasn't on the list, but that would probably be on there. Yeah, that's a Henry you don't see a lot. So you know, this is great. These are great names. I just
bring
like,
him back.
I don't know why. It just seems funny to me to imagine like a 4-year-old named Gladys. Like, come here, Gladys. Like little. Come on, Gladys. This is our 4-year-old daughter Gladys, and this is our 5-year-old son Archie.
Gladys, and we're having another little girl. Her name's Mildred.
Yeah, Mildred.
We're gonna name her Mildred.
Little Millie. Little Millie. Oh, God. Little Millie's out there in her pigtails.
A Millie.
Yeah, so that's interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So, if you had, out of all of those names that you could have been named for a boy Hunter, which one would you pick?
Dude, I'm sticking with, because my name is Hunter, I'm sticking with the H. I'm going with my own, Henry.
Henry. Henry, I like that. I like the name Archie.
It's the last Henry you've seen running around. Little Henry. Yeah.
Well, isn't Archie short for Archibald? I think so. So I would Archibald! Little Archibald! Come here! Anyway, so. All right, what do we got? We got Netflix screwing things up, screwing themselves over. Yeah, and little Gladys, Mabel, and Archie going to be out on the playground.
Come here, little Archie.
Yeah. Archie kicked it over the fence during kickball today. It was great. Gladys cheered him on. Yeah, I love you, Archie. All right, that is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.